Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. So listen, my first guest is straight out of Dallas, Texas. He's a rapper with some crazy talent. Now he's dropped a new one. It's called I'm Him. So you know what? Let's find out all about him and let's get him up on the show. Give it up and show some love for APX. Yes, my brother.
I appreciate you. I love that intro. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, man, it's nothing but love for you, bro, man. But how are you? How is Dallas, Texas?
It's great. Yeah, Dallas is always lit. Dallas is a vibe. I would say there's no other place like it on earth.
Of course, man. You know what? I've got to come out there, man. I've got to come out there and see you. And yeah, man, you've got to show me around, man.
Absolutely.
But listen, my brother, it's your first time up on the show, all right? I know a little bit about you. The listeners may know a little bit about you, but let's really find out about you, man. Who is APX, man? You know, who are you, man? How did you get into this whole music scene, man? You know, just give us a brief, man. Give us a lowdown.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm a Desi rap artist from Dallas by the name of APX. A little bit about me. I've done battle rap. I've done ghostwriting, and I've been developing my sound for a while. So how I got into music, I got introduced to rap pretty young. I started listening to Eminem, then Lil Wayne. They're still huge influences for me today. In school, I used to write little raps in my notebook. I started showing my friends, and it just kept getting bigger from there. So since then, I started networking, opening up for bigger artists at shows, started ghostwriting. And now recently, I started getting more in touch with my roots and bringing the Desi influences into my music.
Yeah.
And I feel like I hit that next level now because I'm using the music as a way to express me as a person and all my experiences.
Yeah, of course, man. And do you know what? I mean, you know, I've been checking out your stuff, you know, tracks like Grinch and Sip Slowly, Every Single Day, Bazooka, Icy Paint, you know, your releases that you dropped, you know, in the early days, because, you know, you've been in the game, you know, I mean, you know, a decade, man, a decade in the game, and you've got some great material behind you. You know, when you were putting pen to paper, you know, back in the day, you know, for those tracks, man, you know, what were your influences, man? Where were those lyrics? Where were those words, those thoughts coming from?
Oh no, that's much love. So lyrically, I'm sure you could hear like the Wayne and Eminem were like big influences. So I really like using a lot of metaphors and word plays, like double meanings, things like that. Yeah. And then I love the fast flows, like on I'm Him. I like the little double time. So it just came from studying the other artists and really just being a student of the game and learning as much as I could about it.
Of course.
And then just pushing yourself,
Of course, man. And you talk about, you know, being a battle rapper. You know what? I watch, you know, battle raps, and you know who hasn't watched films like, you know, 8 Mile and
right.
You know, and then, you know, I mean, I don't know if you watch Bollywood movies, but you know, there was a movie called Gully Boy that came out a few weeks back, and that was all kind of, you know, about this battle rapping and stuff, like, you know, I think it's one of the most hardest things to do, man. You know, especially when you've got this the other person in front of you, and they're like, you know, they could be ripping shreds off. They could be ripping shreds off you, right? You know, like literally just, you know, like cussing your sneakers to your clothes. You know, like, you know, how do you prepare yourself for something like that, man?
It's so intense, and I'm glad you brought that up, because really it is like, it's like a combat sport. So I think it's no different from something like a boxing match, because you gotta, you know, you're hitting instead of with your fists, you're using punchlines with your words.
Yeah.
So it's about like, you have to put a lot of time in and really think about the right things to say, what gets the crowd right. There's a lot of factors at play.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I learned a lot from failing. My first battle, I actually got booed off stage because I choked. Yeah. So I lived like a little mini 8 Mile myself. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I used that as motivation. And then the next time I came back around, I won the battle 3-0.
Yeah.
So it's a 3-round battle. So it's a great feeling. There's nothing like it. So definitely a huge inspiration.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I love about rap. Yep.
Of course, man. Now, you know what? Let's get into this new one, my brother, right? The new joint. It came out yesterday, in fact, all right? It's called I'm Him. Now, yep. I got this track, like, you know, a week or so ago, right? So, you know, I got an exclusive listen of this track, and I was like, I heard it, and I heard it again. I'm like, whoa, do you know what? Who is this and what is this, man? I ain't heard nothing like this, you know, especially from, you know, from a dissy, man. So, yeah, man, you know what? So I was like, man, I want this brother up on my show, man, because, yeah, man, I need to know more about him. But let's get into this, man. I'm Him. What is, you know, talking about how this track was born and the psychology and the message behind this track, my brother.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I appreciate the kind words. I also really, really, I'm really proud of this track. For me, I'm Him really is just like, it's a big flex. So I want you to listen to it and just feel like you're on top. So sonically, I think it's like a thunderstorm because it starts real dark and heavy to like the clouds part towards the end when the beat changes and then you just feel yourself lifting up. So to do that, you can hear the transition from the dark chords and the heavy 808 to like the angelic synth at the end.
Yeah.
So that was really kind of like the inspiration behind the track as a whole.
Absolutely, man. I mean, the track only dropped yesterday, you know, so it's been like kind of almost less than 24 hours. I mean, what kind of love, what kind of feedback have you had on this, bro?
It's been amazing. I've honestly, it's honestly kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
I've just been receiving a lot of love. People are hearing it and they just really excited. And like you said, it just dropped. So I have a very good feeling about where it's headed.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep pushing the track and just let it take its course.
Without a doubt. Now, one of the things that you mentioned at the beginning, which, you know, I want to talk to you about is getting in touch with your Desi roots, because everything you've done previously has been, you know, I guess non-Desi, I guess, to put it bluntly, right? You know, but, you know, I guess what has changed in your mindset that you thought, right, I still want to do what I want to do, you know, because this is my sound. This is, you know, what I'm into. What's made you think I want to bring in, you know, the get in touch more with my roots and bring in that Desi, I guess, influence into that music? You know, what's changed?
Sure. So, I mean, I've always been a fan of like Desi music. Like, my dad's from Delhi and my mom's Punjabi. So I grew up listening to that much before rap. Like, I was born into that culture.
Yeah.
But in the USA, like where I'm from here, it's only recently started becoming more common, but growing up, it was very foreign. So I kind of distanced myself from it a little bit and just wanted to fit in more. And so I got into English music. But then it's crazy because out there in London, when I was younger, I grew up listening to Rishi Rich and Jay Sean. And then I heard Lil Desi influences in that music. And it just blew my mind because I was just like, I didn't even know that was possible. And so since then, I've wanted to just build on that and not only grow my rap sound, but kind of revisit those roots and start using our sounds, melodies, and instruments, because I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think the world would benefit a lot from being exposed to that sound.
Of course. And you talk about, you know, listening to people like, you know, Rishi, you know, growing up, and you are now, like, in essence, working with him and his team, you know, Rishi, you know, Kirani, right. You know, so talk to me about that experience, you know, how that's going and you know, and what's on the cards, you know, from the camp.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's mind-blowing. Like, it's all so surreal. I can't believe it's actually happening. So firstly, I want to give a huge thanks to Stardust Global, Raj, Rishi, Rich, Kirani, the whole team. They believed in my vision. And, you know, now we've got a couple of tracks we're actually working on together that I'm also really excited about. So you'll definitely be hearing those soon, too.
Yeah.
And for future plans, I also have like a lot of other features with other artists that I plan to roll out.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited for the future.
Well, you know what, brother? you're excited, I'm excited, and do you know what? Listen, this certainly will not be the first and the last time me and you connect. We'll have you back on the show again, you know, time and time. My brother, you know, you whet our appetite with I'm Him, and we can't wait, as I said, to hear what else you got coming up. Now, listen, bro, before we wrap things up, if people want to find out more about you, man, or what your social handles, man, where can people go check you out?
For sure. So you could listen to I'm Him and watch out for all my next drops. You can follow me on Instagram at APX Till I'm Dead. So that's APX TILIMDEAD. And if you look me up as my artist name, it's AP together, then there's a space, and then there's an X. So it's APX with the space between. But yeah, definitely we'll be posting more stuff. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity and having me on air.
Not a problem. And before we totally wrap things up, my brother, it's only right you introduce the new joint.
Sure. So listen, again, I'm Him is out. I want everyone to just listen to it, like I said, and keep that energy in mind. Just listen to it, feel like you're on top, and you know, just use it as an anthem.
Let's get into this.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sub Radio.